You hold the telephone for her sometime?
Young Paul is getting anxious to help with the telephone one too.
It really would be very nice to have a telephone girl, wouldn't it?
The trouble is this one can't die.
She learned pretty fast.
She's gonna learn the numbers first. Gemma, did you have a piece of toast?
Piece of toast?
Is Paul ready for a banana?
Oh. He's a single track mind. Mm-hmm. One piece of food at a time.
They found some sort of a big job to do. Yeah.
Gosh.
What was it? God, the only thing I can think of is something to differential, but that's because of George Snowden. It wasn't differential, but... Seems like there was something connected with the transmission. Well, what was wrong with George's car? Broke a rod. There was a panic when George telephoned. That was a soulless, you know, when his telephone did. And you know, Al was, you know, acting the most unconcerned person. And I'm sure poor George must have been kind of worried, you know, or he wouldn't have telephoned in the first place. So, Al, he's telling, you know, well, you got this or you got that, you can do this, you can do that. Not so bad staying overnight up there and things like that. And the minutes would go by, and you see there was a room full of people. I mean, not a room full, but there was Johnny Starr and Bob Fisher and Jimmy Gahagan and Jewel and myself and Al. You know, we're all listening to this. All the boys are helping make remarks. Yeah, then finally Jewel got worried about the time limit, you know. It's gonna run out of money. So Al finally said, well, somebody wants him to go up past him. What's she got? Oh, yes, that looks like a bear, doesn't it?
Well,
no.
Yeah, oh, Gemma, you have to get dressed too.
Grandpa, you can go down and take on and go this way, you can, and she can.
look out his window sometime this morning and see if anybody was in the pool. Can't see them.
I saw Gemma going by it, and he was a towel with some little children. Well, I thought she must be going somewhere.
I guess she went.
I don't know, maybe she's gotten very dirty in the nursery school, and they were sending her out to get clean.
No, everybody's going to
clean. Oh, everybody.
But it's too full for Paul.
No.
No?
He might have
come. So maybe after lunch, after his nap, maybe he could go down sometime.
Mommy, he might have come. Sometimes he's fallen. Mommy, I can hold him.
I think he'd be afraid, don't you? Paul would help him not be afraid. When Gemma went in Peter Pool, Paul didn't have any interest in it. Well, he finally developed a little interest, but not enough to. Is Donna going to come today for you?
Yeah.
So you have to get dressed.
So then hurry so we can comb your
hair. I have to help you find some clothes, but you start working on your hair, Gemma.
You can't even dress.
Gemma, you start working on your hair and I'll look for the clothes.
Well, if you find out whether the job could fix the gas line on my shoelaces.
Is this school time stuff,
Mike? I guess so. I guess the one you brought home? No, your nursery school towel. It should be down there, honey. It's a white one with a little pink crocheted border.
Mommy's
not so you'd always have it.
What about that, though? About Valentine's? Okay, we're going to
that. Oh, it's too bad.
Well, about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Can you help me get up?
Can I help you get up? I think you're in this bad shape. Nobody can get you up.
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so. Seemed to me that would be possible.
Well, I'll call my friend Jack Fenton and tell him I won't see him.
Entendu.